This last week, the video editors from KUAT-TV volunteered their time to work on a special project. We were visited by a group of kids from the Tucson Boys and Girls Club who had just returned from a week-long camping trip at the Grand Canyon. It was made possible through a program called Parks in Focus from the Morris K. Udall Foundation. The goal is not just to take city kids into the great outdoors, but for them to document their experience with digital cameras and share them with the world. The KUAT editors help them to organize those photos into a video diary, which you can see online at azpm.org. I talked to a few of these eager new campers and photojournalists to find out more. All right, so tell me your name and your age.
Jorge Rangel, and I am 13 years old.
Well, tell me about your national parks adventure. What'd you do?
Well, we went to the Grand Canyon. I went twice, and I got the opportunity to go again. The third trip, we went to down this Kaibab trail, and it was really hard to come back up. But we went like 3.5 miles, I think, down, and then came back up.
What kind of stuff did you take with you on the hike? What were you carrying?
Tents, water, our clothes, and it was pretty heavy.
What's some of the coolest things that you did while you were at the Grand Canyon?
Just see the Grand Canyon and like take pictures and just the opportunity to go, because I've never been there.
And what'd you think?
Huge.
Do you think you're going to continue to want to go camping and to visit other national parks?
Yeah. Like in sixth grade, I did this science thing about the national parks that we had to search. And I want to go to the Shenandoah National Park. It looked cool.
And what do you like to do when you're outdoors?
Run, play, soccer, football, every sport pretty much. Ride my bike, go dirt bike riding. I just get bored inside.
Yeah. Well, hi, Esmeralda. Well, are you having fun tonight working on the videos?
Yeah, it's fun. Because all the stuff or all the technology they're working with.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, it's my first time.
So tell me about what your project is about.
It's about the week we spent at Grand Canyon. We were supposed to hike all the way to the bottom, but people were getting hurt. We were running out of water, so we just stayed at the rim, basically.
And while you were at the rim, you took pictures, and that's what you're using here?
Yeah, well, it's kind of basically like all of us have our own story to tell about the trip, like our own point of view of the whole week we spent there.
Well, will you tell us what your story is?
Mine was about my family. They wouldn't never do stuff that I did this whole week. Like, they wouldn't believe me. I put up the tent, slept outside. We went the whole week without taking a shower. Yeah.
And your family didn't believe you?
No, they wouldn't really believe me. So I took pictures of the campsite where we went and stuff like that.
Before you did this with the Boys and Girls Club, did you go camping?
No, it was my first time, actually.
Yeah. And what did you think?
It was fun. I really didn't think it would be fun going the whole week without taking a shower, sleeping under the stars, stuff.
But what did you find out that you liked about it?
It was fun because you make new friends since there was 10 of us, and you experience new things, so it's a good thing, too.
Do you think that you're going to go camping in the future?
Probably, yeah. And if I get picked for it next year, maybe.
One day you might take your family camping?
Yeah, if I convince my mom.
What would you have to convince her about?
Convince her that she can't take a shower for that whole week or how many days we go there. It's fun doing campfires, singing, stuff like that.
Tell me your name, please.
Louisa.
And how old are you?
12.
And how long have you been part of the Girls Club?
About a couple months.
And how was the trip to the Grand Canyon?
It was awesome.
Did you make a contribution to the project that you're working on? Like, did you take some pictures?
Yes, I did.
And what were they?
Of the sunset and the sunrise and some animals. And we also did a water fight, and it was cold.
My name is Tony, and I'm 12 years old.
And where are you from?
I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
All right. How long have you been part of the Boys Club?
Boys and Girls Club, you mean?
Okay.
For like 2 years now. Yes, I do a lot of things with them.
Did you go on this camping trip to the Grand Canyon?
Yep. It was like a really exciting trip, you know, like a great opportunity. And never been to the Grand Canyon before.
Had you been camping before?
Yeah, like a couple times with the mentoring program.
Was it boring, camping?
No, it was like fun because like when you're at camp, like everybody's playing games and stuff, talking, and at the campfire talking, and like on the hike, it's just like like fun because like you're just like getting to know people and like exploring a new place. It's just like a challenge to me. This time it was a challenge going up because down was easy. The last trip I went on, it was like it was really fun because but it was way worse on ours because we went on the Bright Angel Trail and it was way more switchbacks.
If you went somewhere like in a few years on your own, you went on a camping trip, is there some place you'd like to go?
I'd probably like go back to the Grand Canyon and hike all the way down there with a couple friends and stuff and like go like kayaking and all that, just do a whole bunch of fun stuff, yeah, that I never got to do before.
I spoke next with Bob Philbin, who's the trip coordinator from the Morris K. Udall Foundation.
The Udall Foundation got involved with the Boys and Girls Club 10 years ago and took their first trip on Parks and Focus, and that time it was just a day trip. Since then, it's really turned into a week-long program. So we take the kids out for 5 days at a time to places including the Grand Canyon.
What kind of experiences have you had traveling with the Boys and Girls Club kids?
Well, I've had a lot of amazing experiences from kayaking to mountain biking to hiking in the Grand Canyon. But the best part is definitely seeing the looks of amazement in their eyes as they see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Or hearing them talk about, wow, it's amazing that it's fun to be here without video games for a whole week. So that's really the best part.
Yeah, you're dealing with a lot of kids who maybe haven't gone camping before, huh?
Yeah, the first time I ran the trip, I asked the question, who's been on a hike before? And I got the response, what's a hike?
Louisa, did you know what a hike was before you went out on the trip?
Not really.
What did you think people meant when they said they were going to go hiking?
Just a couple yards.
That's awesome. How much water do you think you should take with you for a couple of yards hike?
A cup.
That's probably a good idea.
But on a hike, like in the Grand Canyon, you need to bring a lot of water.
Do you know how much water you carried in?
Only like 3 bottles. But yeah, I needed more.
Where does the Udall Foundation's commitment to do this program come from?
The Udall Foundation was created as a way to carry on the legacy of Morris K. Udall. A lot of his work focused on environmental issues and Native American health and policy issues. So this really stems from the desire to focus on the public lands that we have, and Morris K. Udall did a lot for increasing the size of public lands through the Alaska Lands Act. The idea is to bring people who wouldn't normally get the chance to go out to these national and state parks and get them out there, get them exposed to it, and hopefully through them and through the photos that they take, expose other people and continue to build momentum, getting more and more people out to our national and state parks.
We just heard the voices of Jorge Rangel, Esmeralda Gomez, Luisa Daniel, and Tony Armenta from the Boys and Girls Club, and Bob Philbin from the Morris K. Udall Foundation. To see the pictures of the kids' camping trip and find out more about Parks in Focus, check out the radio page at azpm.org. Arizona Public Media's documentary on the desert national parks will air Wednesday, September 23rd at 8 p.m. on KUAT Channel 6. The show is a complement to the new Ken Burns series, The National Parks, America's Best Idea, which premieres September 27th on PBS HD. The full schedule can be found online at azpm.org.